Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Lori Frazee, Burn Goddess Barbecue and More, and we are live here in Zephyr Hills and Shaking the Hills, and we're getting ready for the award here at the contest. And as you can hear in the background, the band is wrapping up, and quite frankly, it has been so cold here that everybody is confused on how their meat cooked. Half the guys are saying they're cooked fast. People are saying that's either perfect or it's dry, and just like everybody does at any contest. But in the state of Florida, when you have cold weather like this, you never know what to expect. So we're just going to listen for a little bit as this band plays itself out. And if I see somebody we need to interview, we'll go from there. So enjoy the music while you can.
Come there. That's 1 4 south, California.
It's our last call. We might as well break it down like that, man. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about, man.
Wow. We're going to take you on to this again next year.
Ooh, the trophies are starting to come in, and they look pretty sweet. Okay, so they're running a little late. We're here at the airport, too, by the way. And they've done a really good job. There's a lot of people here today, and we've heard that all of the vendors actually come close to Tom Hawk, which is great to hear. So, down at the comeback. The funny thing is, this guy that was just playing, what he was going for. Anyway, so as they shut up, we'll be getting ready. So we got different cities from Staggering Swine and Bovine. And you know what? I wanted to say on air last night, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And we should have sang to you at the cook meeting yesterday. So do you feel like you guys had a good cook?
Yeah, I think we had a good cook. I think our brisket did real well. I think our chicken was outstanding. Our ribs were pretty much there. Maybe a little weak on the pork, but I think overall we had a real good cook.
All right. Well, that's what we want to hear. And actually, I don't know if you guys got a chance to talk to some of the judges, but they were saying they had some really good food.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A couple of them came by and said they ate well and they're anxious to see what happens. You know, one of the table captains said that they had a brisket on their table. He goes, I can't tell you who it was because I don't know, but they had one that goes half a point on purpose.
Oh,
so somebody,
huh?
Oh, I was kind of hoping it was mine, but you know, that's exciting to hear. And you know, we always love to hear. I think the last perfect score in brisket was David Kimbaugh from All Wrapped Up, and they knocked out a perfect score and brisket. And so that's amazing. Oh yeah, it's amazing. I love to see those high scores from people. And so, did you guys? Are you staying tonight?
No.
And why? Because you're freezing your asses off? And as the sun's going down, oh, look at this guy putting popcorn in his. Okay, so the things we see that I wish I could show you guys on air, the guy's trying to put popcorn in his chair case because he doesn't want his two hands to be exposed. He's going to put one hand in his pocket, the other hand carrying that on there. It's funny stuff you see on live. But, yeah, it's going to be cold, and as the sun's going down right now, it's turning a little on the chilly side.
All the trophies
yeah.
You're bringing.
Edgewater was really cold, but it was so weird. I actually put a skirt on for the award. By the time the awards were over and I got off that stage, I was hauling ass to get pants on.
It was.
Oh, and it just, it got so nice before, what, like 2 hours?
Yeah.
Time, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I had my caprice on then, but then I loaded up there as much stuff as I could get on, and I was still cold. And both of us got sick.
Oh, I actually heard that. I heard he was sick. I didn't hear that you were sick, too.
Yeah.
Word on the street was that you were sick. Yeah, I hear that. And then Rob had a fever, but he was here last night. He seemed to be doing okay. I got a chance to chat with him.
He hibernated.
He did hibernate.
Yes,
well, I don't think he had any of his meat done. It's part of what happened.
Yeah, probably.
And we'll say again, Rob's got a class coming up on the 1st and 2nd of March. So that's what we were chatting about last night. What's your next book? I know I asked you, but I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, not Chillin' Popka.
Right. right?
Okay, so this is, and
there's 75 teams already signed
that's
up.
That's forward on the street. So,
and going to be more.
Oh, in the, and I had Chuck on the show Tuesday, and he said, you know, they could easily do 150 teams there. Mm-hmm. You know, they just have, well, they just need to do the power. That's such a nice facility.
It is.
Yeah,
that was our first trip last year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You did tell me that. It was your first one.
And we were so impressed because it was such a nice.
And they were so gracious. You know, of course, I was busting the chops about the fact that I've never seen a place that actually put the keg out for the teams and the judges. Because I judged that one. Yeah, they go, oh, judges, you're welcome to go out and drink. And I'm like, do you have anything other than beer? Because I'm a wino, you know. Or a pink drink or champagne, something other than beer. Wow, look at all the trophies. They're really rocking it up. Isn't it funny? Now I was chatting with Renee and Bob when they won. Were you guys in? Yeah, you were in Kissimmee.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's where we got the championship.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, you got the third place, and it was like 4 inches tall.
Yeah.
And last week you got a fourth place, and it was 24 inches tall.
Oh.
You know, so it was, and that's kind of how it looks like it's going to be here today. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's going to be any 4-inch trophies. And that was a first-time event. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, let's face it, in Edgewater, you know, you get called up for top 10, and oh, wait, no trophy, no banner, just check.
Oh, is that all you
do? Yeah, and it's kind of funny because I placed top 10 in all the meets.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing. I got one check.
Well, we got ribbons.
We didn't. You got a ribbon?
Wasn't that?
No. The only thing they gave in Edgewater was those, and it was really beautiful. They had an artist do it. It was a tray. Because Brian from Bull Rush got one, but nobody else got anything. So I let us, you were the big kahuna. You got nothing! Because they spent all the money on the first place deal.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And, you know, the organizers have a stressful, I hear a lot of them talk, they have a stressful decision. Do you do trophies, do you do banners, or do you just give them a check?
Yeah.
When you're new, you want the trophies and the banners because... Well, no, I want the check too, but kind of with the trophies and the banners because that's so. Well, that's what a potential sponsor kind of looks at.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
They don't look at my bank account. Come on, man. We're working them hard. So if you want to sponsor a great radio show on Tuesday, I am looking for sponsors. It's a new year. And that would be Barnes out of Barbecue and More on Tuesday. I felt gratuitous on that one.
All right. Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's have a nice round of applause for Somewhere Brick Clinton Band, everybody. And welcome, everyone. You know where you're at. Well, most of you do. This is the 4th annual Pigs and Sea Hills Barbecue and Blues Festival. The 4th one. It's a Chamber of Commerce day, right? I mean, it's not snowing. It's not raining.
Amen.
The barbecue and blues were awesome.
Yay!
All right. I do want to thank our sponsors real quick, and then we are going to be giving away some awesome trophies, some money, and I think we even got something really special we're going to be giving away also. Y'all know what that is, right?
Where's the Dickles?
We do want to thank our sponsors, of course. It wouldn't be done without the under the auspices of the Greater Zephyr Hills Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, we are. The
Zephyr Hills Bottle Water, Sunny Barbecue, the City of Zephyr Hills, Bayfront Health, Dade City, Better State Bank, CF Industries, Florida Cancer Institute, Florida Hospital Zephyr Hills, the YMCA, and True Oldies 106.3, along with about 20 other sponsors. Let's give them all a nice big round of applause. Thank you. Right. Okay, this time I would like to ask our wonderful mayor of the city of Zephyr Hill, Danny Burgess, along with our chamber president of the Greater Zephyr Hill Chamber of Commerce, Carolyn Sintelic, to come forward for some announcements. Hey, and by the way, in case you didn't read it in the paper this week, Danny Burgess and Courtney are new parents for Armline. Congratulations. We're going to turn it over to, well, let's start with Carolyn, ladies first.
Thank you, Greg. Well, welcome, everyone, and thank you all so much for attending. This has been an amazing event. I'm just overwhelmed at the generosity of everyone who's participating. I want to thank all of you for coming out, all of the participants, all the attendees. Thank you also to the Zephyr Hills Municipal Airport and the City of Zephyr Hills for your support. Thank you to all of the teams that participated. You were just amazing. I also want to extend a very special thank you to Center State Bank for organizing all of those pig bucks. They did a phenomenal job, and we wouldn't be able to do this event without Center State Bank, so thank you to them. Thank you also to all of the Pig Lindsay Hills volunteers. This would not be possible without you. Thank you to the Chamber staff, Pam, Pat, and Bonnie. Thank you all so much for all that you do. And last but not least, I have to extend a very special thank you to a gentleman who, without him, this event would not be possible, and that's Daryl Pennington. Please give Daryl a huge round of applause. At this time, I would like to introduce our esteemed mayor of Zephyr Hills, Danny Burgess.
How's everybody doing? I hope nobody leaves this place hungry. We all want to hear that. Thank you so much for coming out on this beautiful day to support our community group. This was fun for a cause. I can't think of anything better than barbecue and blues. But what makes it even better is the fact that this supports local youth and education. This event has given thousands of dollars in the past 4 years to our youth and to support their education. And so thank you so much to the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much to our community partners. Can we please give them all one more big round of applause? They deserve it so much. Without the Chamber, without our partners, without our volunteers, the judges and the vendors and the competitors, this wouldn't be possible. This is a statewide competition. This gives our community statewide exposure. You being here today helps support our community so much. We're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for you spending your Saturday here at our airport, and we're so grateful to be able to showcase this event here at our airport. It's the first season we've had to do that. And so thank you to our municipal airport. With that, I will pass the gavel over, and we will go ahead and start presenting the trophies and see who won. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Carolyn. You guys are doing both a great job. Okay, this time we'd like to get our committee to come front and center here, starting off with Bonnie Mickelson, Pat Pennington, Daryl Pennington, the Chamber of Commerce, of course, the mayor, Carolyn's up here, and our pig committee, everybody up here that needs to be here. Let's give them another nice round of applause, everybody. Great job and a lot of hard work. Okay, this time we are going to recognize our FDA contest officials. We're looking for Leon and Ida Isaac. Where y'all at? Leon and Ida.
Woo! In the golf cart. In the golf cart.
And by the way, if you are a team and you're looking for a trophy, you need to be working your way over here, and we're going to see if you won here in a couple of minutes.
Hey, come on, man. It's freezing.
Bonnie, I'll just get them all to come over. We've got Leon and Ida Isaac, Tony and Wendy Wolf, also our judges, and also Lewis and Vicki Leonard. Lewis and Vicki Leonard, also, y'all come on up this way. Our SBA contest officials. What is that? That is really nice. Is that... It's a camo.
Oh,
nice.
A camouflage apron. I'm going to have to mug one of those.
A camo. You take that up to the hunting camp. Good one.
Nice.
They're actually getting pinned with their aprons as we speak. I guess that's what you call it, huh, Bonnie?
Wow. My hands are freezing. Yeah. Yeah. They're actually recognizing the reps and the organizers of the FDA, which is so cool, and they're giving them a camouflage apron that we would like to mug them for. So.
Let's give our FDA a kind of essentials and another nice round of applause. Thank you.
Wow.
We've had a couple of interesting facts about this year's competition. We had 44 teams, 30 were professionals, the rest were backyard teams. We record attendance, we're not sure of the numbers yet, but we're hearing numbers all over the place, a lot more than last year, for sure.
Well,
once again, parachuters are going to benefit youth and education, and some get better than that. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Bonnie, are we ready to...
They don't have lungs, do they? Red Dawn!
More than that. Good one.
I have to go back to my van really fast. There's a bunch of parachuters coming in. We were afraid they have guns. Red Dawn!
What I'm going to do is put on my sunglasses and put on my ears.
No, no, don't talk.
But I hate to make a mistake. Anybody got a security in? There's that one. Oh, man, where's those CDs at? Great job. We'll see you next year, hopefully.
Oh, read fast, buddy. It's freezing. Oh, my God. Look at all these guys.
Sunglasses. That don't work.
There's parachuters yesterday when they came in.
Okay, here we go.
There's parachuters everywhere.
You got ready for some winners and some great barbecue? Every person knows who is their favorite, but we're going to go by what the judges say. We're going to start off SBA Backyard Barbecue Competition Chicken. Third place for the chicken, Double T's Backyard Barbecue.
Woo!
Tom Ford. Come on out.
And
come on, Tom.
John!
Of course, we bring the whole team out with you. The Tom is their head coach.
Tom is the whole team.
And the only one. The head cook, the bottle washer, he does it all.
Yay! We talked with Tom last night on our little interview, so cool beans.
Tammy's doing the photos over there, great.
No money, but
second
it's
place,
nice
chicken, backyard barbecue competition, Papa P. Hey, way to go, guys.
Go, guys, go! Go! Cartwheel!
Right here.
Oh, I thought you were sitting down. You didn't turn
this luck to you. No, I did. Good luck. Lori, good luck.
Now the whole world knows you wish her luck. You've gone to another jacket.
Two jackets.
Oh.
This Ohio boy is cold.
Yeah. Oh, look, your nipples are just showing.
Thank you again.
Way to go, Papa.
Good job.
Papa Pete taking second place in charge.
Backyard barbecue, veteran Sharbaugh, Dave Grandpa.
All right,
so for first place, we got veteran Sharbaugh coming up.
Hold.
Here, I think you should hold this. You're up.
Good job.
Bring it in.
All right, congratulations once again. Okay, backyard barbecue. Now we're going to go to ribs. Yummy. Third place, Bamboo Warrior, Curly McKenzie. That's right.
Oh,
Okay, looking for Curly McKenzie, Bamboo Warrior. Is he here? He's probably over there still cooking. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on and we'll come back to him. Second place, Rib, Papa P.
Good job.
All right, congratulations. First place win. Once again, we're going to ask veteran store lot. Come back up, Dave Grantham, once again.
Good job.
14 backyard teams we have this year. 30 professional once again.
Better than sport ball. I know.
Hey, walk slowly, because now we're going to go to third place, veteran store bot. About face. Wow. Somebody must have the judges here. Okay, second place for Bar Smoking Butt. Where's Kevin Barr? Yeah! Here comes the Bar Smoking Butt team.
Come on, man!
Congratulations. We're still in the fourth category, first place, the backyard bully, Chad Peterson. All right. It is hard work. Carolyn, you can't go sample all those, right? No. How was that corn chowder, by the way? I understand. Okay. Okay. Now we're going to brisket. Still in the backyard category. Third place for the brisket. Double T's backyard barbecue. Tom Thorne. Where are you guys? Here comes. Here comes Tom. He's been up here before. A one-man barbecue guy.
Yeah.
Fireball. Why did you think of us to do a little fireball when we were there? Good choice. Second place, Brisket. Bar, smoking butt. Kevin Mora, come on up again. Backyard category, then we're going to jump to the pros. Third backyard champion, Papa P. Third champion.
Good job.
Congratulations, guys.
Papa P's Barbecue Chicken Reserve Grand Champion, a huge trophy, a nice check, and a camo apron. And I think it's going to be no surprise that Better Than Store-Bought's going to be the champion here. But we'll wait to hear it from our
Better Than Store-Bought, Jay Grantham.
And that is no surprise. Huge trophy. I think they get a couple of aprons and a nice big check in an envelope. And that's what everybody wants to see. So congratulations to them. And then they'll be getting ready for the pro division. The bizarre thing is the band's breaking down at the same time. So part of the acoustics problem is the fact that we've lost speakers as they start unplugging things as they go. So get some pictures. Congratulations to them. And the trophies go on. And this is a Jack qualifier.
Congratulations. Let's give all of our backyard contenders a nice round of applause.
And this is a repeat grand champion.
Now we're going to jump into the SBA professional
cooker.
Starting off with chicken. Fifth place. Gitter Smoke. Terry McKay. Gitter Smoke. Congratulations. That's what your hair goes. We've heard that before today. Fourth place chicken, professional, Hot Wachula, Matthew Barber.
Thanks, Becker.
It's not getting no warmer, I don't think.
Right now, it's still warm. So everything's like so fine for. I can't even stand lines up there. People up there are the ones. It's just a good fight.
Third place professional kicking. Sweet Smoke Q. Jim Elder. Sweet Smoke Q.
Hold up, Pete.
Congratulations.
And a question.
Second place professional chicken goes to the Swamp Boy. How'd that be? Where's Rob?
That's one of Robertson brothers, right there.
Also one of the guys from Dutch Dynasty. You probably recognize him. Congratulations, Rob. Okay, now we're down to first place professional. They will get a nice trophy and $500. That will go to Wang Barbecue Smoker, Brad K. Right, you guys.
Okay, so that wraps it up for chicken with DK Smokers, Corey and Brad, taking first chicken, and then Rob, second place. So really nice event there in chicken. And oh, wait, Barn Guys didn't get anything. Well, they're only paying out to five, so we still have food. Anyway, no. Okay, so staring. Flying and Bovine didn't either, so
yeah.
We still have hope, right?
We're going to hold out for
we're holding
down.
We're holding out for the paperwork. This is
all
what
right.
Things when I don't pay out, so nobody knows. Anyway, one thing the FDA does is give this paperwork.
Okay, we're not going to the FDA professional.
Off to Rim.
Have a few people. Rim. Fifth place. BGE Victor. Rim. Rim. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Fourth place round. Sweet Smoke Q. Jim Elder. Come back up. Congratulations. Want to remind the teams before you do leave, don't forget to get your score sheet. So Ida's right over here, has their little table set up. To my left, your right. And so stop by and get your sheet. Right there. All bundled up, nice and warm. Third place, Rib. Big Papa's Country Kitchen. Big Hill. Great job. Second place rib. Wang BBQ, Land Barbecue Smoker, Brad K.
Here they come. Congratulations, thank you. First place professional rim goes to plus the trophy at $500, right? Yeah, of course. Okay, the flop boys, where are you guys? Rob Bagby. Almost forgot that part. Everybody does get a check, by the way, they're professional, but we're just announcing.
Okay, so we're wrapping up ribbons, and looks like Rob Bagby is, we're getting ready to order a pizza from him as of the rib. He's taking first in rib, BK Smoker second, and Sweet Smoke Q.
Great job. Thank you again.
Oh, Big Papa's Country Kitchen. So,
okay, way to go.
Support.
Now we're going in the fourth professional.
Thank you.
Last place, Big Papa's Country Kitchen, Dana Hillis. Yeah. Yeah, good job. Everybody wants a hug. That's like, it is kind of cool, though, isn't it? It is. Quickly, let's go quickly. Fourth place, fourth. Get her smoke. Terry McKay. Come on up again. Good job. Third place sport, professional, Hot Wachula, Matt Barber.
Sorry.
Good job.
Good job. Second place for Awesome Q. John Hooker. Advancement. Comes the Awesome Q crew. First year, this is their first year in the competition. Great. Good job. Nice job. First place for Sweet Smoke Cube.
Jim. Okay, so Jim Holzer, Sweet Smoke Cube, getting ready to go up for four. And if you want to try the Cube Juice, he's the man to contact. And
oh, by the way, I get a check for $500.
Yeah. Catch him on Facebook under Jim Holzer, Sweet Smoke Cube, and try the juice. You too can be a juice head. Oh, sorry. I didn't get a
Nice job. Okay, professional, we're going to brisket right now. Moving quickly. Best place. Awesome few. John, come on back up. We only got a few more.
Let's go, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Flat Place Brisket, Bull Rush Barbecue Team.
The neighbor.
Where's Brian? There they come, Bull Rush. Thank you. That's the way to do it. They're going to get it anyway. Third place, brisket. Hot Wakula. Okay. Again.
Yeah.
Way to go. Second place brisket, professional, Fleet Smoke Q. Yeah.
Shimmers.
Pepperoni and mustard.
We'll have mushroom and black olive, please.
Okay. We want the worst.
The worst. Thanks.
Congratulations. First place brisket, the big trophy, and $500 goes to Wang Barbecue Smoker. I have pity.
Very unusual, highly unlikely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting ready for reserve grand champion. We got Brad K and Corey Sherwin winning brisket, and Jim Elger, Sweet Smoke Q, taking second. And then they'll be ready to announce the and grand champion. I don't know that they're going to – oh, they're not going to –
yeah, I'm just going to mention, do the you also all four. Oh. You don't have to come up on this. I'm just going to fly through them real quick.
They are going to do them.
10th place, Hogs Gone Wild Barbecue.
Oh.
9th, Woods Creek Barbecue.
Woo.
8th, Awesome Q. 7th, Getter Smoke.
Woo.
6th, Big Papa's Country Kitchen.
Woo.
5th, Bull Rush Barbecue Team. 4th, Swamp Boy. 3rd, Wang Barbecue Smoker. And now we'll step up to the reserve champion.
Swamp Boy. We're voting Swamp Boy. Huh? Oh, he was?
A check for $1,200.
Wow.
Goes to Hot Wakula.
Hot Wakula. Woo! Which means Sweet Smoke Q, Jim Elder, will be buying pizza tonight, which is customary in the Florida Barbecue Association. And I think he gets a check for how much? A bunch. Oh, and he's getting a camo apron. So all kinds of things. Matt had a great cook after being gone for, he missed the cook already this year for health reasons. So good to see him back out on the circuit. And with no further ado.
Congratulations.
Now we're down to one speaker.
Right. Okay, now the big one is going to be the grand champion. Let me give you a pre-qualifier on that. The winner of this award is a qualifier for a drawing, am I right?
Yep.
For the Jack Daniel's World Championship. Ben Lynchburg, where's that at? Do we know? Okay, Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro. You were right, Bonnie.
Also, is that also qualifier for the American Royal? Or is that at Kansas City, right? So we have a trophy with the cut for, right? $1,700. A Peter's big bottle of Jack Daniels. That was donated by a group here called the Booze Brothers. That's Max Thomas with Thomas and Son, Tim Linville with Easy Car Wash, Kevin Ryman with Ryman Construction, and Chris Drews with Pasco News Publications at the Zephyrhills Free Press. And they also donated the stuff for the basket that a lot of you took. You'll have a chance to win that. We'll be announcing that first of the week. The winner. Whoops. The winner and grand champion this year, Smoke Jim.
Okay, so you have it. Jim Elder is officially the grand champion of Pigs in the Zephyr Hill, and we're off to get our booklet. So it's a cold night in Zephyr Hills, and we're going to close out the evening. Thanks for listening, and this is another Barbecue Association. Thanks, honey. Barbecue Association, Florida Barbecue Association event. And look for me on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, Barn Gutter Barbecue and More. And you can catch Daryl five nights, 5 days a week for the morning show. And every night on Barbecue Superstars, you've got a guest host for you, 7 and 8 o'clock Central Time. Check the internet to see what time they'll be on their Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us, and keep on smoking. Bye.